T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look at you, Solana.
Different strokes for different folks.
Go on a Friday. I mean, you're going way back in the archives. An hour ago, you didn't know what Brock's candy was. Now you know Sly and the Family Stone?
You know how versatile I can be.
Man, I love your confidence.
He is confusing as hell, man. So, you know, I told you we're going to do the... We're going to do the Hard Hock Casino this hour, and I've raised the stakes. Instead of me just putting up my money, there's going to be punishments involved if you go 0-3, right? Because I give you 3 things to pick. So I don't think anyone's gone 0-3, and no one's gone 3-0 because no one's won my money. But if you go 0-3, you have to perform a punishment. The problem that I faced with Solana is I don't think he's got any shame. He's got that weird confidence that anything he's doing, you know, is the coolest thing in the room. So he's it's a really interesting, like, I just have to do something that's uncomfortable. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what else to do. Like, it might be, you know, if he goes 0-3, he's got to do the show Monday in the studio with a space heater on full blast.
I like that.
You know, just something to make him physically uncomfortable. So
it can't be wearing something because it's right, cold already.
He
punishes himself with his outfit. So.
But he thinks it's awesome. So that's the but that's going to be the new wrinkle for the Hard Hock Casino. That'll be about 35 minutes from now.
No cottage cheese.
Well, it's funny.
Let's set it now.
It's funny.
I'm not eating
your
no cottage
punishment
cheese.
Involves
no.
cottage cheese.
No, I
this
didn't,
is amazing that you said that. You have not even seen my notes.
Nope, but I know you. I know how you work. I'm
yours
not eating no damn cottage cheese.
100% involves cottage cheese. No. That is amazing. You figured out my defense before or offense before I broke the huddle.
Yes, and I threw a Hail Mary. I'm not eating no damn cottage cheese.
Yes, no. If you go 0-3, that's what happens. That is so funny, man.
Yeah, I know you.
We should be. We're only on 560 today. You've got Heat pregame on 790. We should be getting ready. Actually, you would probably be in Dolphins pregame right now. Dolphins Falcons would be tonight. Pregame, and yeah, that would be tonight.
It's crazy.
So, is what it is.
We got about a month, 4.5 weeks.
Yeah,
4 weeks.
Yeah, Sunday. less than it would be a week from Sunday, right? I think a week from Sunday is 1 month. Is it a week from Sunday or
month from Sunday?
The 13th.
All right.
Is that right?
So yeah, it'll be yeah, a month from Sunday. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. You are correct.
Wow.
All right. Let's get headlines here. In the 3 o'clock hour from our own Alejandro Solana.
So the Heat and the Pacers play today, the final seeding game. It's at 4 p.m. You can hear it on our sister station, 790 The Ticket. No Butler, no Bam, no Dragic, I should say. No Gabe Vincent or Casey Akpala. They're out today. And last time I saw Jay Crowder, Derrick Jones Jr., and Iguodala were all questionable as well for today.
Yeah, this game literally doesn't matter. I thought we had someone on yesterday that I thought explained it really well. It would actually benefit the Heat to lose today because they could have a higher draft pick.
Right.
Yeah.
When you sit out KZ Akpala, you kind of show your hand. KZ, take it easy, bro.
literally, who is going to be out there?
Well, the remaining players, if you want the list, yeah, UD, Kendrick Nunn will probably get a lot of minutes today.
Right. Myers Leonard will probably play 40 minutes.
Right. Kelly Olynyk. I'm sure our boy Salo will get some minutes as well.
No one calls him Salo.
No, that's his nickname now. That's his nickname.
I think it's Solly. Solly.
Salo, Solly, you know.
No one calls him Solo. You tweeted it out. I called you out on it on Twitter. And you spell it S-O-L-O, which sounds like you're calling him Solo.
Solo, though. Everybody knows Solo.
No, Solly.
Chris Silva got some play last game as well. Had
yeah,
a nice
he did.
Block.
He sure did.
Had a
yeah.
nice block last game. And Kyle Alexander will probably get some run today as well.
Right. People with limited friends struggle with nicknames.
Solo. It's a terrible nickname.
Don't nickname me. I don't even want to hear it.
The Heat.
What up, Solo?
The Heat. They'll kick off their round one series against Indiana Tuesday, 4 p.m. So that's game
one.
Yeah,
we covered it in the 2 o'clock hour in 15 minutes of Heat. Right. All afternoon games up until game four.
The first game of the NBA playoffs officially will be Monday the 17th. It's Utah and Denver. That's at 1:30 p.m. Do you guys like these middle-of-the-day start times for the playoffs as well?
I don't mind them except for the fact that we're working. Yeah, I would love it if I was If I was working a real job, like an office job, it would be great. When I used to be a promotions director at a radio station in West Palm Beach, the OJ trial was going on. Man, I would hit it about 11 a.m. I would drive right to my apartment. I would sit in front of a TV for 4 hours and watch Judge Ito. I couldn't get enough of that thing. And that's what I'd be doing if I wasn't doing this damn show. But it's hard to pay attention while doing the show. Like the Tuesday and Thursday is going to be difficult because I want to watch the Heat playoffs. It was the same thing that happened with the final period in the Panthers afternoon playoff games, you know?
I hate it as a father because now I can't make it something for my kids and me to do at night.
Right, like here's a family thing tonight. It's playoff night. We're going to get La Spada subs and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, it's on at noon. Go ahead. I heard your alarm so long.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Pitbull.
Wouldn't the ratings go up at night, though?
Yeah, but they just don't have enough courts. They don't have enough days left. They don't have enough courts. Ooh. They've got to get all the games in. As the playoffs progress, they'll start playing them all at night when they can. But they've got to play games.
Learn something every day. I appreciate it. I was like, this is silly.
You're still going to get the cottage cheese punishment, so.
I'm not eating no damn cottage cheese. I can't do it. Take me 3 hours.
Los Marlins, they're back at Marlins Park first time this season.
I have to say, the Marlins, I give them major props. They play at home tonight. They have me interested. They have me rooting for them. Mm-hmm. They have me feeling like things might be headed in the right direction. Like, I give the Marlins props, man, because every sport is going on right now. This isn't the dog days of summer anymore, you know? This is everything going on. Hell, in a couple of months, the Masters is going to be on. but I'm interested in the Marlins, and that, I think, means something special. And that, look, Inter-Miami could have done it as well, right? It's all because of winning. If you win, you get people's interests. And now you've got interesting guys on the team because you've been paying attention, because they're winning.
And to add on top of that, the turmoil before they started winning. Right. Like, it was almost a letdown to go, I think they started, what was it, 5 or 6-1. Like, I'm in it too, man. I'm telling my son, we got to watch those Marlins.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Matt, I got Skip. I got to give Skip. Skip Mattingly, bro. Good job, Skip.
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 Gotta give Skip some love, Skip.
Way to go, Skip. Alright, anything else, Solana?
You're watching a lot of Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless, clearly.
I really don't. All I know is that he says Skip.
Skip. I don't. But since Hard Knocks was Tuesday, they kept playing the replay of the Hard Knocks with Shannon Sharp. Bro, if you give me a speech impediment, I cannot change the channel. It is a flaw. It's a life flaw, bro. I can't do it.
Skip.
And then when I watch Shannon Sharp, the next thing I have to watch is Nell. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Chick-a-pay, skip. Chick-a-pay, skip.
Chick-a-pay, way-tay in the wind, skip.
It's one of the better memes on Twitter right now. The Shannon Sharp, he has on like the do-rag. He has the black in his mouth, the bottle of Henny. Like, that's one of the better
I love
memes.
That. Yeah. I love that.
It is.
Somebody texts in, by the way, since you guys are only on 560, where should we text you? The normal 790 text, because that's the one that we see. 786-360-0790 if you want to text us.
Bill Belichick, he had some interesting words today. His first impression of Cam Newton, he said, quote, he's a hard-working kid.
All right.
Called him a kid. I like it. That was a little passive-aggressive, little manhood. Mm-hmm. He called him a kid. Yeah.
I'm the boss here. He's a good
kid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? I'm the boss.
I'm telling you, that wasn't a mistake.
Yep.
The Chicago Bulls, they fired their head coach, Jim Boylan. He was 39-84 through two seasons, zero playoff appearances.
And players hated him.
Today at 3 p.m., the quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League, Barcelona. They'll play Bayern Munich. Tomorrow, and that actually just got
well,
out of the way.
That happened.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was 3 p.m.
If it's at 3.
Yeah, and tomorrow.
It's 3:09.
Manchester, thank you.
You already played the 3:05 alarm from Pitbull.
Thanks, yeah. Tomorrow, Man City.
A company called Brock's has, huh?
Tomorrow, Man City. They'll play Olympique Lyon. That's also at 3 p.m. You liked that one, didn't you? Finally, guys.
It was truly one of my favorite moments because it really hammered home a lot for me about you.
Fat Brands, the owner of Fat Burger, which I've never heard of, but I'm sure Hawk will have a problem with
never
as well.
Never been to Fat Burger?
Never been to Fat
Boys,
Burger.
Beastie Boys rap about it. Always get a Fat Burger way out west. There's one right on the Vegas Strip.
Fat Brands, they're buying the 1950s diner theme chain. We all know it. Johnny Rockets for $25 million.
Oh, really? Johnny Rockets has a grilled cheese sandwich that will soak up alcohol almost better than a sponge. It has an amazing attribute. That Johnny, remember Johnny Rockets in the Grove?
There's one at Harden, what is it, Sawgrass right now.
But do you remember the one in the Grove? Because that was the late night stop to soak up the alcohol.
No.
Yeah. That grilled cheese was something.
It's connected to the arcade. There's a Johnny Rockets at Sawgrass right next to the arcade in the movies.
Yep.
Bro, me and my kids will walk 6 miles to find food, and it's right there next to the arcade. Yeah, that Johnny Rockets is trash.
I love Johnny Rockets.
Hawk, how do you love Johnny Rockets?
It's
Rockets?
Diner food. I like diners.
No, it's just old-ass burgers and buns. Like,
no.
You appreciate funny stuff.
Totally disagree. Our man Jimmy the Donk just did a Photoshop. Just did a Photoshop of me and you, Skip and Shannon.
That is funny.
Hawk. Skip.
I got the Malcolm X glasses on. Come on, man. Don't do that,
that
to me.
That's great.
Let's get to weather right now in South Florida. Partly cloudy. It was a beautiful, sunny morning today in South Florida. Got in a nice run. No precipitation today for 120 minutes at least with our humidity at 64%. That's all here from the Weatherplex. Back to you, Kodak Black.
I hope so.
Wow, I didn't realize Kodak had walked into the studio. All right, John Clayton, he writes for the Washington Post now. We're going to talk some NFL with him next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we are going to talk with John Clayton here. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. John Clayton, he is a sports contributing columnist for the Washington Post, and he also hosts a radio show every day on ESPN Radio in Seattle. And his column in yesterday's Washington Post is about how much the New England Patriots have had to overhaul their roster, which obviously affects us here in Miami as Dolphins fans. You can read it at WashingtonPost.com. You can download the Washington Post app if you want to read John's stuff. He's joining us now. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. We were lamenting the fact that Crowder really should be in a Dolphins pregame show right now, which he does for the radio station, because it should be Dolphins Falcons preseason game tonight, but it's not. But we're moving forward as if there's going to be a season. I want to get into your column, but I'll ask you real quick. Do you think there will be a full 16-game NFL season?
I really do. And the reason I say that is, okay, and you know, you're in the epicenter right now. I was in the epicenter at the very beginning. Yours, unfortunately, is much worse. And, you know, you can see that the NFL is surviving through all of this. Now, what I think is going to happen, what I wonder is, can it get worse? Maybe it can, maybe it can't. But I think that now there's enough things that the NFL has learned from baseball, basketball, hockey, WNBA, all those different things, that they can take that in. So, for example, you're seeing now two teams creating bubbles. The New Orleans Saints, for example, have 187 employees, including players, staying at the Lowe's Hotel downtown in New Orleans. You've got the Dallas Cowboys that are now – they're pretty much doing the same thing, because they've got the hotel right at their facility and right next to the practice field. And so more teams are kind of taking that three-prong type of thing with the bubble, which is, okay, the first bubble is going to be the team headquarters. The second bubble is going to be a hotel. And then now what you have to do is try to make sure that the veterans on the team make sure the young guys don't go out and bring the virus back. Now, for example, you saw what happened here in Seattle. One of the undrafted cornerbacks who got a $2 million signing bonus tried to sneak back into the hotel, the team hotel, with a girlfriend, and sure enough got caught. Well, he's on the street right now. And so that gives more credence with the players saying, hey, listen, protect the team, protect the team. And if you can protect the team, you've seen how it's gone so far. There's been 107 players that have tested positive for the virus, and I'm including John Ross, who didn't test positive, but he had to leave the wide receiver from the Cincinnati Bengals because his wife and kid had the virus, and so they're out in California. But you're down to like 20 players right now that have the virus, and so it's like it's cleared up that well. And the additions, it's weak. Like, for example, I think this week there's only been maybe 4 or 5 additions. So it's going well so far, but again, it's going to have to be that constant struggle every day to make sure it stays like this.
And, John, you talk about the Saints came out first with them kind of, you know, making a little pseudo-bubble. Should the NFL step in? You said two teams are doing it. Should the NFL, I don't know if they mandate or encourage that atmosphere, but should the NFL try to do something to that on a larger scale?
Not the NFL, because, again, I think it still comes down that, unlike college football, which basically let anybody do whatever they wanted to do as far as the conferences, you know, the NFL has to rely on what the municipalities that the teams have and what's allowed and what should be there. Because, again, you know, each area and each team and each city is different, and so you have to have that flexibility. So to mandate a bubble, you know, you can suggest it, but you've got to give the team and the area the ability to figure this all out.
John Clayton, again, his column yesterday in the Washington Post revolves around New England Patriots and their roster transformation, which you say is unlike a roster transformation the NFL has seen in recent memory. And is it a good thing for Dolphins fans, through the prism of Dolphins fans? Is it a good roster that New England has put together? Bad roster? Is it too early to know? And is it a result of Tom Brady leaving? Was that the underlying thing of why the entire thing in New England has been redone?
No, I guess you could say that Tom Brady opted out, but for a different reason. I think it was just a matter that he got so tired of dealing with Bill Belichick and everything else that he wanted a fresh start someplace else, and he got it down in Tampa Bay. But I don't think this really came down to what was going on with Tom as much as it is, you know, Bill Belichick was looking for some changes, but now the changes, again, I don't think I've ever seen, again, you watched it last year with the Dolphins and what they did in changing their roster. This one's just the wildest ride I've ever seen, you know, because now what you're talking about is 1,000 snaps that have been lost. 433 on defense and over 500 on offense. You know, they go through the first wave and they lose 4 to 5 guys key on defense. Then, of course, you get to that, and what did they end up doing? They only signed role players. I mean, guys at the minimum salary, one-year deal, not very many guys that any kind of a big deal. And here they were tight against the cap once they got, you know, the Cam Newton deal done and once they got the deal done with all their draft choices. So now then you get the opt-outs, and they had 8 opt-outs, which is incredible. And they lost so many snaps and so many key guys on that. So now they have to replace a right tackle. They have their 4 top linebackers not there this year. 2 of their top 3 safeties. You know, they've got all these issues with now some injury stuff starting to mount in. Brandon King, one of the best special teams players, he's on the PUP. He's not going to start the season early because he's got an injury. So you throw all this up and you just kind of wonder, where are they? Now, you know Bill Belichick's going to coach him up. You know he's got, you know, 3 good coverage cornerbacks, really good man cover guys, but they still haven't added a lot on the wide receiving core. And what I'm looking at, and this is the danger to all this, which I think was kind of ironic from what Bill said today, because Bill talked about the deep water the rookies are in. Well, if that's going to be the case, right now you have to say that Bill Belichick's up to his ears right now in water, because I think the first 6 draft choices on this team have to play a lot.
And they're still favored. The Pats are still favored to win the AFC East. Is that legit? Because the Buffalo, we know they're set. We know they've been building. The Dolphins are building back. But the Patriots are still favored to win the division, John. Can you see that happening? Can you see them coming out the AFC East?
Well, you can't doubt Bill Belichick. I mean, he's able to do such amazing things. And he does have Cam Newton there as a likely starter. Yeah. But I can't – right now, I mean, again, when they got Cam Newton, I'm thinking, okay, I will put them over the Bills because the Bills have a good team. You know, they've got a defense that's going to be one of the best in football. You know, they've got Josh Allen, who's developing at quarterback and getting better. They added weapons. I mean, now they've got one of the better 3 receiver sets in football. But when you take away 8 players like they did, including Dont'a Hightower and Marcus Cannon and all that, you know, and then you start to look at what's even going on this week. I mean, here they have a 7th round pick. Who was a center. He retires, which is weird. Then they had another guy that was cut on the offensive line. They're really thin at the center spot, and they're ridiculously thin at the tight end spot because Larry Izzo is their only experienced tight end. And so, you know, I just if they're swimming deep in rookies, which I think they might have to, then I think that you have to give the division right now to Buffalo.
John Clayton is with us. You can read his work in the Washington Post. We're going to see the New England Patriots and their new roster construct up close and personal. That's the opening game for the Dolphins, and we've been fascinated with it. It's about 4 weeks away. It'll be in New England. What kind of football are we going to see? Because there's no preseason. You just talked about the number of rookies and newcomers to the Patriots, and the Dolphins have the same thing, a ton of rookies, ton of free agents. The walkthroughs at practice so far and the camp is unlike any other training camp I think that NFL players have seen. Are we going to see quality football week 1?
Probably not. We'll see football, but how can it be quality? Because all you're talking about is 14 padded practices. You've got 5 coaching changes. That's tough. You have a little bit more quarterback changes than we have in a normal year. That's going to be tough. You like look at like even the Dolphins. That's why I know there was a debate today on my show. What should the Dolphins start Tua or should they start Fitzgerald? And I said they've got to start Fitzgerald because if you think about, you know, putting Tua out there, and maybe they will start him, but think about this: when you know you 2 of the top 3 receivers on the team opted out, so now you've got the new receivers coming in. You've got a tight end situation that's very uncertain. You basically got 2 or 3 new running backs there, and so and then the offensive line, at least 2 starting changes there. I mean, that's just too much to ask for a rookie quarterback to try to put that all together. I mean, the big thing that Brian Flores has to do is he's got to take that group, particularly on offense, and try to, you know, get it together. That's why you probably have to figure that Fitzgerald's going to get more snaps in those padded practices than Tua because, I mean, he's got to get the team together, not necessarily just the quarterback position.
And let me ask you about the Chiefs because that crazy deal, they gave $500 million to Mahomes. But John, they're giving Kelsey. They just gave Kelsey $57 million. Chris Jones is making $20 million. Frank Clark's making $21 million. Are they going to be able to field a team in 2022? They're just paying everybody money, and they don't have any money left.
Yeah, but what they did, which is kind of different, because I know In fact, that's my next story I'm working on this weekend is, you know, talking to Brett Veach, the general manager, on how he's done this. And what he did is that, you know, he relied on the loyalty of the players to get through these tough 2 years and try to keep as many players as he can. Like, for example, if you notice, Chris Jones was a franchise player at 16-1. What's he making this year? 16-1. You know, you've got Mahomes, who was scheduled to make $27.2 million over the next 2 years. Guess what he is? $27.2 million over the next 2 years. He didn't get a raise, and in fact, he kept his cap numbers the same. Then you've now got this deal coming up with Kelce, and he only got, I mean, he's keeping the same money this year, 9.25, and then he comes back and he gets additional 4.25. Basically, what they did is they went on deferral contracts, and the deferral contracts can try to keep this team together for the next 2 years. Then 2022, and the cap may go up to $215 to $220 million, they can now kick in those deals and then make sure that they're fine. But I think they're doing it a very smart way, but they're doing it because the players want to stay.
Man, if they can keep that roster together for a few years, look out, NFL. Holy yes. moly. All right, John Clayton, read his work in the Washington Post, washingtonpost.com, and you can download the Washington Post app as well. We always appreciate you giving us some of your time, and we will talk to you as we get closer to the start of the actual NFL season. Thank you, John.
Okay, sounds good.
See ya. John Clayton there from the Washington Post. He kept saying Fitzgerald. I didn't have the heart to correct him, Fitzpatrick. I hope they didn't debate Tua over Fitzgerald all day on his radio show. Because
better not,
I mean,
correct John in front of
me. There's no real debate. I mean, you would start Tua over Larry Fitzgerald at quarterback.
I don't know, man.
Now Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick, a whole different story. No, I always love talking with John Clayton. All right, we got to do this. We are opening up, as we do on Fridays, the Hard Hock Casino. Real money is at risk. Real money can be won, and real punishments can be doled out. So the Hard Hock Casino, Jen Figueroa, Alex Dono, Dan Day, Solana, me and Crowder, we will all gather around the craps table and see what happens. Hard Hock Casino next on Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder show.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Hock and Crowder.
All right. I have been looking forward to this all damn day. The Hard Hock Casino. We started this a few weeks ago. And I was just putting my money up and trying to get these guys to predict some games and maybe win some money if they can get them all right. But I've added a new wrinkle today where they are now risking punishment. Uh-oh. If they get everything wrong. Everything. Oh. It's like, you know, you go 1-2, whatever, 2-1. I'm talking everything. You go 0-3, you have to suffer a punishment.
You should do this to Lee Sterling.
I'm with you, Dono. Hell yeah.
Great idea. Yeah, why let him come on scot-free? That's a great idea. So Jen Figueroa is here. Hello, Jen.
Hello.
And Dono, you just heard him. Hello, Dono. You did the morning show today.
What's going on, guys? I know Jay Fig and I are kind of, yeah, we both, I mean, Jay Fig worked with me. And she actually had to go to the studio, so she woke up earlier than me. So I would imagine we're both tired.
Dan Day is here. He loves a casino on a Friday, right?
TGIF, baby.
All right. So without further ado, I've been told there's a brand new open for the Hard Hock Casino. So fire it off, Solana.
Elegance. Splendor. Class. Style.
The standard of New Vegas. Bet, win money, eat a sandwich, all at the Hard Hock Casino.
Wait a second.
This is my fave.
Here's our song.
I like Crowder.
This is, we have to do a whole segment on this song because it's... It's so mortifyingly embarrassing. Just picture, this is the song they play at Planet Hollywood Casino. So I just want you to picture me and Crowder hammered. Yeah. It's a Saturday night in Vegas. There are hot women dancing on the tables at Planet Hollywood, which is what happens there.
Yes.
And he and I are on a burner at the roulette table. We are on a heater. So we've got chips and chips stacked in front of us. This song comes on, which happens to be awful, but we didn't know it in our drunk state.
Nope.
And we are partying like rock stars. Crank this up for a sec, Solana. We are high-fiving people walking by, just dropping money on cocktail waitresses, trays. We're doing like a dance, and this is the song. Crank it up.
Bro. I'm telling you, the first time you hear it compared to the 44th when you're drunk and winning, guys, it's way better when you got $1,000 in front of you and you had six drinks. I'm telling you.
It's Planet Hollywood, so it's PH. They call it PH, Planet Hollywood. So the song is PHAMOUS. This is essentially a commercial that was written just for Planet Hollywood, but we're dancing like it's the latest from Migos, and we don't know. And there's this, you know, there's like a parade of women, the new dancers that come out when they play this song at the top of the hour. And I'm telling you, Crowder and I mean, when you're winning in Vegas and drinking and everything's great, this song sounds like Stairway to Heaven. Like, you think it's the greatest thing ever written. Like, then you listen to it, it's a Ballpark Frank's jingle.
Like, I actually like it.
Think about looking at a roulette table. Me and Hawk are a seat apart, and we're slapping each other's hands to the beat as it's playing. Because, I'm not proud as I look back.
I'm so ashamed as I look back, but the moment was so great. Crank it up again, Solana. I want to be back there.
I could go to the table we were at.
I was out my seat.
Bro, I could walk to the table we were at the first time.
Me too. Me too.
As long as I could.
I kind of wish you were wearing a Furby necklace right now.
Little uncut gems for the Hard Hawk Casino. I will say you're open for my casino, Solana. I pictured it as more of a down and dirty, gritty casino. You made it elegance, but I'll take it. Whatever. All right, so here's what we're doing. We do this on Fridays. I bring on Jen here and Dono and Dan, Solana, of course, and Crowder. I give them three games that they have to predict. Just win or lose. They don't have to worry about the lines, and then a total. And I've told them, if they go 3-0, I give them $100. Period, end of story. $100. No one's gone 3-0 yet. But I'm adding a new wrinkle today, because why should I be the only one risking something? So the new wrinkle is, if you go 0-3, you get served a punishment.
I cringe and you every have time to you do it. Wrinkle.
I know. And each week will be a different punishment. And so now you've got something. You've got skin in the game now. So I will tell you what your punishment is, and by being on this segment, you agree to do the punishment if you
gotta
go.
Oh,
and you go 0-3. So we're gonna start with Crowder. I'm gonna make you guys pick the Marlins Braves game tonight. Just pick the winner. Pablo Lopez pitching for the Fish. Then the Grizzlies and Blazers, they've got that little play-in game tomorrow. And then I'm going to ask you for the total score of the Grizzlies-Blazers game. And if you're within 10, either way, high or low, so you really have a 20-point window there. If you go 3-0, you get $100 from me. You go 0-3, you get the punishment. Now, Crowder, your punishment, you had goofed earlier in the show that you're not eating a tub of cottage cheese.
Nope.
It does involve cottage cheese. This is what you have to do if you go 0-3. You have to tweet. No context, no I lost a bet. You just have to tweet. I have to be honest, Hawk was right. Cottage cheese really is an excellent snack. And then you have to put a black fist emoji and a white fist emoji. No context. And if people ask what you're doing, you cannot respond with, I lost a bet. It's just got to stay up there in perpetuity on your Twitter account. All right?
I got you. I got you. Right. Yes, I'm
Marlins,
down.
Marlins Braves tonight. Who's your winner?
I got the Braves. Coming back going home, Braves. I think they're excited. I know Marlins are good. Braves aren't great. I got the Braves. I have the Trailblazers because my man Dame is stupid, so I got to go with him. And I have the total being 230.
All right, 230. What time is it when you got to go to the dentist? 230.
230.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Bad joke.
That's comedy. All right. Jen Figueroa, are you ready to enter the Hard Hock Casino?
I'm excited. Let's go.
All right. Now, you were closest to winning last week, by the way. So $100 if you go 3-0. Now, if you go 0-3, would you like to know what your punishment will be?
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. You have to sing The Heat Is On live on the show.
Yes.
All right. We'll celebrate the Heat playoffs starting on Tuesday. So either Monday or Tuesday, you will have to sing. We'll get the vocal. We'll get the karaoke track. You will provide the vocal live on the air. The Heat Is On. All right?
That is so embarrassing, but let's go.
Okay, because I know you're you fancy yourself a musician. So do you sing?
I sing, but I'm not going to do that correctly here.
Okay. But no. You don't have to sing now, but you're going to do it if you go 0-3. That's the agreement.
Where would
you
do it?
Yeah, but it won't be correctly.
Where would you do it correctly?
My shower.
Just leave it be. All right. Braves or Marlins tonight?
I'm going Marlins.
All right. Marlins. Trailblazers or Grizzlies tomorrow?
Trailblazers.
All right. And your total score? 235. All right.
Cheating off go. My sheet.
Actually, no, I had it written down for a while. Okay, so.
Alex Dono here in the Hard Hock Casino. Your punishment, if you go 0-3, without context as well, you have to tweet out a picture of yourself taking a bubble bath.
Okay.
All right, so it's just, you know, just your head. Everything else is covered in bubbles. Everything else is covered in bubbles. You can wear a hat if you want, but no context. There can be no words on the tweet. It is just the picture of you. And again, if someone says, what is this? You can't respond, I lost a bet, you know?
Okay. Just, usually you know, I only take those pictures behind a paywall, so I'm doing everybody a favor.
Yeah, I know usually you save it for your fans-only account, so this will be public. All right, so Dono, Marlins or Braves tonight?
I'm going Braves by a final score of 3-2.
No, don't need the final score. It doesn't matter. Trailblazers or Grizzlies tomorrow?
Trailblazers.
All right. Everybody's picking the Blazers tomorrow. Interesting.
Your research.
And your final score of the Blazers-Grizz game.
It's going to be pretty similar to the other guesses we've gotten. I have a feeling maybe we all looked at the over-under for this one, but I'm going to go 228.
All right. 228. Eight. All right, Solana, Alejandro Solana, here you are in the elegance of the Hard Hock Casino. Would you like to know what your here's the problem. I was saying this to Crowder earlier in the show. Solana doesn't embarrass. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't embarrass. So I it's hard to, so I'm just going to try to make him physically uncomfortable if he were to go 0-3. So Solana, if you go 0-3, you have to work Monday in a suit and tie.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Cool.
You have to come into the studio. I know he'll like it. There's nothing I can do where he's going to go, oh, I don't want to. Oh, perfect. So suit and tie, I mean, to the nines,
can
and
I
you got to do the entire show.
Can I wear an ascot?
You can wear an ascot,
okay,
yes.
Okay, cool. All right.
All right, but the entire show, yeah, obviously, shoes. Will need photographic proof. Yeah, no, absolutely.
There's no way to punish this guy.
I know. This is. I was saying to Crowder earlier, I might, you know, as we move along, I might have him, like, he has to produce the show on a Monday with a space heater in the studio turned up to high. Like, just to literally try to make him physically uncomfortable, because mentally I can't damage him. He's already too damaged. All right, Braves or Marlins, Solana?
Fish.
All right, Marlins and Blazers or Grizz?
I got Grind City.
Grind City You're Media, so our friend Mike Wallace, of course, the purveyor of Grind City Media. And total score, Solana.
I will have to say before I give my total score, Crowder, Dono, and Jay Fig clearly not watching enough elimination basketball. When you're playing the Grizzlies, this is going to be a grind.
I have to tell you, this is the annoying guy at the table at the casino. There's always a guy at the craps table that knows more than everyone else, and he's not afraid to share it with you. And
well, he knows more than Vegas, apparently.
Right.
I think the over-under for this game is 234. But Solana's
been watching it, yes.
Yeah, well, here's the problem with Vegas. They're buying into the Damian Lillard big scoring night after night, and when you're playing an elimination game, everything's out the window. Winner go home. You need to hit shots, and that becomes difficult in an elimination game. So I'm saying 205 will be the final score.
All right. Oh, wow. You're going very low there. 205. Crowder, by the way, just texted. He accidentally disconnected. He was laughing, kicked the power cord out, and so now he's reconnecting. So that's where he just disappeared to. All right. Dan Day, you're in the Hard Hawk Casino. How's it feel to you?
It's a little cold. Turn the AC down, but other than that, I'm good to go.
All right, so now if you go 0-3, obviously you go 3-0, I give you $100. You go 0-3. Dan Day was another one that I have a tough time coming up with some sort of punishment because I don't know. I can't get a beat on this guy. So I don't know, you know. So here's my thought, and only because I'd like to see it. You have to come to work Monday in jean shorts, a tucked-in T-shirt, a jean jacket, and a baseball hat. You better find it if you lose.
I have all those items, so don't worry.
All right, there you go. Because I really want to see that. So you'd have to come to work Monday. Jean shorts, tucked in T-shirt, jean jacket, baseball hat. I'm really trying to figure out if he's the carny that ripped me off about 10 years ago at the South Florida Fair. I got to see him in the uniform.
I was going to say, you're asking me to be Denim Dan.
I imagine there was a Denim Dan at some point in your
life.
Oh,
there's pictures of Denim Dan all over the internet.
All right, Marlins or Braves tonight?
I'm going to go with the Marlins.
All right, the Marlins. Grizzlies or Trailblazers tomorrow?
Oh, Rip City, baby. We're going with the Blazers.
All right, and everybody loves Hassan Whiteside. And final score for the game?
241.
When you tweeted that out yesterday, Solana, that Whiteside went in, and then what happened? They went 1-for-15 or something?
Yeah, the Blazers were up.
Or they
nine.
Went on a 15-1, the Grizzlies went on a 15-1 run?
Right. Damian Lillard hits a fallaway three. They go up 9. Hassan Whiteside comes in, gets two early points, and then the Nets go on a 15-1
run. Or the Nets,
run.
Yeah.
The Nets go on a 15-1 run. Hassan gets subbed out late in the third, never gets back on the court.
All right, here we go. Play our song for the Hard Hawk Casino here. Give us a little famous. Crowder, you've got the Braves tonight, the Trailblazers, and a score of 230. Go 3-0, I give you $100. Go 0-3, you tweet out, I have to be honest, Hawk was right. Cottage cheese really is an excellent snack paired with the black and white fist emojis.
Deal.
Jen Figueroa, you've got the Marlins tonight, the Blazers tomorrow, and 235 is your total. If you go 3-0, I'll give you $100. Go 0-3, you are singing The Heat Is On, the entire song, live on our show Monday or Tuesday, all right?
Let's go.
Dono, you've got the Braves tonight, the Blazers tomorrow, and a total score of 228. Go 3-0, I give you $100. Go 0-3, you will tweet out a picture of you taking a bubble bath.
I'm going to take the picture tonight and save it to drafts just in case.
It's so great. Solana, you've got the Marlins tonight. You've got the Grizzlies tomorrow. Final score of 205. And if you go 3-0, I'll give you $100. Go 0-3, you work Monday in a suit and tie. All right?
Can't wait.
And Dan Day, you've got the Marlins tonight, the Blazers tomorrow, total score of 241. Go 3-0, I'll give you $100. Go 0-3, and you are coming to work Monday in jean shorts with a tucked-in T-shirt, a jean jacket, and a baseball hat.
Denim Dan.
All right, Denim Dan on Monday. All right, there you go. Crank it up as we all leave the Hard Hawk Casino. And Jay Fig and Dono and Dan Dale check back in the 5 o'clock hour for the Searing Pain movie review. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the 4 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder. This life is marvelous.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
And to be honest, since we're full disclosure on this show, if I drink 80 ounces of beer in a minute, I'm going to pee in the bed that night.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.